Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Danny Kennedy, and you're listening to episode number 15. What's up, guys, and welcome to today's episode number 15 of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. Feels like it's gone relatively quick so far, and I'm thoroughly enjoying giving you guys some good content each and every week. The last few weeks have been kind of solo rounds, been doing the podcast by myself, as you guys would know. But not to worry, I've got some really cool interviews in the near future. But today's topic is going to be productivity. And I want to give you some tips on how to be more productive in your everyday life, whether it's with work, family, friends, a goal of yours, health and fitness goal, regardless of what it is. These are some tips that have really helped me increase my productivity, because it's something that I've always struggled with. You know, I always have a list of things that I need to do and I just never get around to it. I always say I'm going to do it tomorrow or next week and whatnot. And to be honest, guys, being more productive really does open up a lot of doors, whether it's, you know, an increased income, whether it's opportunities for work socially, or opportunities in your health and fitness goals. And if health and fitness is your career, if you make a career out of health and fitness, then being more productive really does open up more doors. And I've found firsthand this year, and you know, this is stuff that I've learned through listening to other people's podcasts and reading books and whatnot, and it's really taught me about how to make the most out of my time and make my time count. Now, it's easy to get caught up being busy for the sake of being busy, but if you're not busy doing something productive, then you may as well not be doing anything at all. So the tips I'm going to share with you today, guys, are easy things that you can implement into your life, your everyday life. And these aren't huge changes that you need to start making. They're small things that you can implement in your day-to-day life that will increase your productivity by tenfold. So starting with tip number one, and that is start listening to more podcasts and downloading more audiobooks. So over the past 6 to 12 months, this is something that I've started doing a lot. And what that's done for me is really increase my productivity in a way that before I was barely reading books at all. You know, I would have two or three books next to my bed and it'd take me months to get through them. Whereas now I finish a book, an audiobook, and I download another one straight away. And then I'm listening to it the next day or even that same day. Whenever I'm in the car, if I'm traveling, even if it's just to work, or if I'm traveling long distances, or whether I'm at the gym, you know, before I work out, or just sitting around at work doing some emails and whatnot, I'll have the audiobook or the podcast playing in my headphones. And I've learned so much. I've taken in so much stuff, and I've been able to kind of, I guess, increase my knowledge in areas that I really wanted to in the past, but I've just either been too lazy or I haven't had the time to read the books. So the first tip to being more productive is start listening to more podcasts and audiobooks, and you'll be able to take in a lot more knowledge with a lot less effort, and it's really going to fit into your lifestyle, and you'll start to make use of that time you spend in the car. Now, I know myself, I spend a lot of time in the car going to and from work, in between clients and the rest of it. So instead of sitting there listening to the same song on repeat, which I would usually do, now I'm making the most of my time. And instead of having an hour to an hour and a half, some people even spend, you know, multiple hours a day in the car. Now they're making use of that time. And, you know, that's really helped me be more productive in taking in information in the areas that I want to learn about. So that's tip number one. Tip number two, allocate your time. Now, an example of this would be you might wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and the first hour of your day is spent meditating or doing some form of meditation or relaxation, or maybe reading or listening to a podcast. And every day you allocate that 6 to 7 o'clock, the 1 hour, to that one specific area of your life. And unless something comes up, you try not to change that. That's your 1 hour where you get to do that specific activity. Now, after that, you may go and eat, have breakfast at the same time every single day. You might head off to work, or if you work by yourself, you might spend the next few hours doing a certain part or a certain aspect of your business. Now, if you do have your own business, that might be the first 2 to 3 hours of the day might be creating content. So you're creating your blogs, it might be YouTube videos, podcasts, posting on social media or scheduling posts on social media. And then once that 2 to 3 hours is done, you leave it, you move on to the next thing. Now, whether that's lunch or whether that's when you schedule in your meetings or your clients, or if you do work, obviously you're spending your day at work. And when I say do work, I mean you might work a 9-to-5 job. So obviously you have to spend that time at work. Now, when you finish work, if you're someone that likes to train later in the day, you might always allocate 5 to 6 or 5 to 6:30 for training. So completely switch off from everything else, regardless if you have, I don't care if you have emails you need to answer or something that comes across your mind throughout the day and you go, you know, I really need to do this or I want to do this, whether it's content, whether it's a catching up with someone or a phone call and whatnot. That's your training time, so you train in that hour or hour and a half or 2 hours or whatever it may be. After that, you might spend an hour doing emails or scheduling your next day, and you kind of get what I'm, you see what I'm getting at here. So I've played around with this a little bit, and I find it hard to do, but on the days that I can do it, like, I get so much more done. So allocating certain particular times of the day to different aspects of what you need to get done, because on the days that I'm not doing it, I can tell you I find myself just kind of spinning the wheels, having 1,000 things to do but getting none of it done, because I'll start one thing and then all of a sudden I'll think, oh, hang on, I need to post on Instagram, I'll go and do that, lose train of thought, I don't know what I was doing before, I might have been writing a blog, then I get an email from a client, so now I'm replying to the email from a client, don't get the blog done, and then it just kind of, you feel like you're not getting as much done, and you're not. So allocate times throughout the day where you do certain things and try and stick to that. Do it for a week, 2 weeks, see how much you get done. See if it helps you be a little bit more productive. And, you know, in my opinion, I think it will. I can almost guarantee it will, because you're setting aside times throughout the day where all you're focusing on is one aspect and you're going to get it done. You're going to get done more done in that short period of time, and then you can move on to the next thing. And so on and so forth. So that is tip number 2. Tip number 3, get up earlier. Now, I wish there was more hours in the day, because there's always so much to get done, and I go to bed, and most days I go to bed late because I'm trying to get so much done, or there's so much to be done, and it just feels like I wish there was more hours in the day. But if you're someone that wakes up late in the day, but you are a busy person, you have a busy lifestyle, there's lots that needs to get done, then the logic thing would be to wake up earlier. Now, I can speak from experience, and I know not everybody's the same, but I wake up early every day, even on the days that I don't have work, because I like to get things done earlier in the day. I like to get to breakfast time and know that I've already achieved certain parts of my day, and it really sets me up. Not only physically, but mentally, because I know that I've put in the work already. I know that I'm ahead of schedule. I'm getting things done, and then that sets me up for the rest of the day. I build momentum. I have my time allocations. I go through what I need to get done. And then by the end of the day, yes, there might be still things that need to get done, but you've achieved a hell of a lot more than what you would have if you had have woke up 2 to 3 hours later. Now, I know this is probably not going to be for everybody, and some people may like to get up early, train, and get that out of the way, so then they can spend the rest of the day focusing on their business or work or family, friends, social life, and have that time to themselves, and that's great. But I've found ever since I've got up earlier in the day, I've been able to be a lot more productive, get a lot more done, and just feel, I guess, I have a lot more mental clarity going into the rest of the day if I've been up for a couple of hours before breakfast, got a bit done, whether that's train or work, relaxation, reading, personal development, whatever it may be. It just sets me up for success for the rest of the day. The next tip. So this is one that I've stolen from Gary V, the famous Gary V. So, and this is shorten meetings. So if you're someone that has a ton of meetings throughout the day for work, or even if it's something personal and you've got a lot of meetings booked in for the day, I want you to try and challenge yourself to chop those meetings in half and see how much more you achieve in that shorter period of time. So if you set, let's say, for example, you allocate an hour for a meeting. So you go into the meeting, you know you've got an hour. The first half an hour, 45 minutes is pretty cruisy, laid back. You don't really get through much, and then you cram in a little bit at the end to make sure you get through it all. But what if that meeting only went for half an hour and you had to get that same amount of information out in half an hour? Now, you might think, oh, there's no way I could get that done, but I guarantee you can, because you're not going to be spending that time stuffing around or, you know, speaking about other things or getting off topic. You're going to get done what you need to get done, and it's in a much shorter period of time, leaving time for you to do other things throughout the day, fit in more meetings, get more work done, spend more time with friends and family and whatnot, and it's a win-win situation. So however long your meetings go for at the moment, I challenge you for the next week to chop them in half and see how much more productive you are in the meeting, and not only just in the meeting, but throughout the rest of the day. Next tip, I think it's pretty much common sense, but we all struggle to do it. And yes, I am a serial offender of this, but less social media browsing in the time periods that you are trying to get stuff done. It's so easy to just have a look on Facebook and next minute it's been 15, 20, 30 minutes and you've just been browsing through stuff that has little to no relevance to what you are actually trying to do. So if there's a certain period of day where you're trying to get something done, whether it's work, even spending time with family and friends, again, this is something that I'm really bad at, try and stay away from social media. Use social media to your advantage when you need to, especially if you're doing it for marketing purposes, or whether you do have a relatively high profile. If someone listening to this does have a high profile and need to keep up their content that they post on their page, then obviously you need to post at certain times of the day when you would usually post. But if it's just for the sake of browsing through and checking out Facebook or checking Instagram, Snapchat and whatnot, you know, allocate time for that, or wait until your lunch break or whatever it is, just set aside time to do that, but try not to be doing it all day, because it really does bring people's productivity down so much, and it's hard to do, but give it a crack, and I can guarantee, like I promise you, the less time you spend browsing on social media, the more you'll get done. Now, the last tip is something that I am massive on, and it's something that I've had a little bit of a rant about on my Snapchat recently. If you're not following me, it is dkennedy9. Give me an ad. I put out a ton of content daily. But this last tip, it's very plain and simple, but I can honestly say that it has changed my life since I've started implementing this in my day-to-day life and my decisions on what I do and when I do it and how much I get done. And that is, don't wait until tomorrow to do something that you can do today. So I'll say that again, don't wait until tomorrow to do something that you can do today. Now, this doesn't have to be a huge business decision or health and fitness goal. This could be something as simple as cleaning your car or vacuuming the house. But again, it could be something like starting a podcast or starting your own business. You might have had an idea that you want to start your own business, and you might have been holding on to that for 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it may be, and you're always saying, I eventually will, or I'll do it later, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it next week, but just don't wait, just do it now. This is actually something that I spoke about in a previous podcast about me starting my own podcast. So I'd had the idea to do it for at least 6 months, but I'd just done nothing about it until one day I'd listened to a podcast. I'd also recently read Grant Cardone's the 10X Rule, and listen to the audiobook, as I mentioned at the start of this, a great way to be more productive. And something that the podcast and the book both mentioned is, if you want something, you need to take action, take massive action and do it now. Don't wait. The stars are never going to be aligned. There's never going to be a perfect time to start, but if you do start, then you're already one step ahead of everybody else. From then you just need to work on it, build on it, fix the things that aren't working well. And you're never going to know what's not working well or what's not going to work well if you haven't even started. So don't wait until tomorrow to do something that you can do today. Just start it. And like I said, it doesn't have to be a big decision. It doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be starting a business, but it could be losing weight or gaining muscle or even going to the gym for the first time. Now, I speak a lot about topics on this podcast that, I presume most people know about, but that decision could be for someone that's never stepped foot into a gym to join a gym for the first time, and it's because they're intimidated to go to the gym, and they always say, you know, I'll do it next year, or I'll do it next week, or I'll do it next month. But I urge you just to do it today. Go and sign up to that gym, or enrolling in a sporting team, or registering for your first bodybuilding competition. It can be something, as I mentioned, as simple as cleaning the house, or another great example is calling a friend or a loved one that you've been wanting to call for a couple of weeks or a few days and you just keep putting it off. Just do it. Do it now. Don't wait until tomorrow to do something that you can do today. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you can take these tips that I've shared with you, take them back, use them in your day-to-day life, and just watch your productivity increase. It'll skyrocket, I can guarantee that. And I'd love to hear about it. Send me an email at danny@dannykennedyfitness.com and just let me know how you go with it. I'd love to hear from you guys. You know, I put out these podcasts to try and help people. So feedback, any feedback is great, good or bad. So please do send me an email. Also, don't forget, I am an online coach. I do personalized training and nutrition programs. Whether your goal is athletic performance, fat loss, muscle building, or just general all-round health, I can help you and I would love to help you. So that email again is danny@dannykennedyfitness.com. Now, don't forget to rate the podcast, leave a review, and of course, subscribe. Every bit of support does help, and I look forward to speaking to you guys again next week in episode 16 of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. Have a great week.